Hello again and welcome back. Now, following Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani's decree last week, security officials in Basra say up to 100,000 people in the province have registered to fight alongside government troops. Dr. Ghambari, this number is really considerable, isn't it? What can you tell us about the impact of that?
Yes, it is. I think this fatwa is very influential for Muslim people, and it shows the status and the position of religious authority among Muslims. You know, Muslims are followers of the tradition of Prophet, and today the people who are understanding Islam deeply and they are able to understand the duty of Muslims and to declare the duty of Muslims from the book of Allah, the Almighty Quran, the Sunnah of Prophet, then people can follow and gather around that person to understand what's their duty and responsibility today. And right now, the real scholars of Muslims who are the real follower of the tradition of Prophet Muhammad is the person who is inviting people to the oneness of God, to obeying Allah, the Almighty,
right,
and who invites people to be against the enemies of God, the enemies of Muslims, to defend the territory of Muslims, to defend Muslims' properties, Muslim, you know, women, Muslim honor and dignity and identity. So these are the real scholars that they are inviting to the unity. And I think the fatwa that is issued by Ayatollah Sistani was the great fatwa that is going to neutralize the ancient policy of the West that is saying divide and rule. And the only solution for that is inviting people to the unity, to oneness, to be united on shared things, on common, you know, beliefs and values. And right now we see that all Muslims, both from both sides, I mean Shia side and Sunni side, are accepting and following and just saying yes to the fatwa that is issued by Ayatollah Sistani. And I was just reading before the program about the statement that is from one of the Sunni ulamas in Iraq, that he says Ayatollah Sistani is the marja, is the authority, religious authority for both Shia and Sunni. And when Karzawi says, okay, this is the, you know, division between Sunni and Shia, and Ayatollah Sistani writes Shia Muslims against Sunni Muslims, but this is not, you know, correct, because we see that Daesh, ISIL,
yes,
is going to kill both Shia and Sunni Muslims, and Ayatollah Sistani invites people to respect the holy places like shrines and churches and monasteries and all places that are dedicated to be the place for worship of people from Christians and Sunnis and Shias.
Great. Thank you very much indeed. Now, Dr. Al-Hashimi, Dr. Ghambari was mentioning the fact that at this very, critical time, the unity of Muslims is of great importance. And we know that Iraq's top Shia cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani, as we just mentioned, called on all Iraqi people and political factions to unite and support the government and army in the battle against the terrorists. So it seems Ayatollah Sistani's decree is very carefully worded, trying to avoid any misunderstanding that this crisis has to do with sectarian issues.
Everybody who observes the turmoil in Iraq knows that this sectarianism is at the heart of many conflicts. If you make a reference to a book written by Dr. or Professor Ali Al-Wardi, who taught for several decades in Baghdad University, in his book Lamhat Ijtima'iyya fi Tariq al-Iraq al-Mu'asir, which means that social glimpses in the contemporary history of Iraq, you would come to this point that Iraq has been the scene of the conflicting wills. Of course, he focused on the Safavi Empire against the Ottoman Empire, but the Iraqis have adopted and they could live with the differences. Of course, there have been such scenarios where people who were extreme in one scale of the sectarianism, who viewed the other party as being enemy and this and that. But at the end of the day, the Iraqis have to live with the, whatever composition, social composition they have, Kurds, Arabs, Shia Muslims, Sunni Muslims. You see, there have been many intermarriages, and the right leader always be careful in his verdicts. Unfortunately, the same precaution which I registered against the Naqshbandi Tariqa, by the way, this Sufi Tariqa has followers all over the world, and including one of their prominent leaders in Cyprus. You can see lots of video clips about him. He is even waiting for the Imam of our time as being Imam Mahdi. Just imagine, one of the spiritual leader of this tariqa considers Imam Mahdi as a rightful Imam. On the other hand, the followers of the same tariqa in Iraq, because of the fact that they have been brainwashed, they accuse the Shia as being offshoot of Islam, and sometimes the enemies of Islam use them to go and bombard the birthplace of the Imam of our time in Samarra, as it happened a few years ago. The point here is we need to be very careful. Hopefully the Marji'iyya of Iraq, i.e. the religious authorities, will pay attention to the following points I am raising here. Number one, it is much better for the Marji'iyya to be inclusive, i.e. this fatwa, it has been much better to be issued by a coalition of ulama, Sunni, Kurds, from all denomination, to come on board, even include Christians, because as you know, the Christian minority is being fearing the scenarios, and Mosul, the city of Mosul, has some Christian and other minor denominations. The point I'm trying to make is to be inclusive. Do not issue a fatwa which is going to be misinterpreted that this is a mainly Shia fatwa, because after all, what is the benefit of mobilizing, you mentioned 100,000, but the official figures claim 2 to 3 million people. What these people supposed to do? If a person is defending his home and his honor and his wealth, he doesn't need a verdict if he is defending himself at the door of his house. But here we are talking about bringing back the third city, although our Sunni brothers call it the second city in Iraq. But Mosul is the third after Baghdad and Basra.
Thank you very much.
The third city, when it is being hijacked and taken over by a group of foreigners with the sympathy of some high-ranking officers.
Dr. Al-Hashmi, will
in the military or in the civic public servants.
Hopefully we'll also
all these people
that area.
Who couldn't deliver well, I guess, they need to be brought to the book in order to show a good example for them not to betray their nation.
Thank you very much indeed. Hopefully we'll come to that in a last question. Now let's take a short break.